Today is the 27th and last Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1. Brethren, we cease not to pray for you and to beg that you may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of God in all things pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the power of his glory, in all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When ye shall see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. They that are in Judea, let them flee into the mountains, and he that is on the housetop, let him not come down to take anything out of his house. And he that is in the field, let him not go back to take his coat. And woe to them that are with child and that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter or on the Sabbath. For there shall be then great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now, neither shall be. And unless those days had been shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'there,' do not believe him, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If therefore they shall say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' go ye not out. Behold, he is in the closets, believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east and appeareth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wheresoever the body shall be, there shall the eagles also be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be moved. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty. And he shall send his angels with a trumpet and a great voice, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest parts of the heavens to the utmost bounds of them. And from the fig tree learn a parable. When the branch thereof is now tender and the leaves come forth, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see all these things, know ye that it is nigh, even at the doors. Amen, I say to you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be done. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my words shall not pass." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Giving thanks to God the Father, who hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption. His words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In 1815, a young man named Louis Francis died, and he was only at the early age of 14. But those who knew him recognized how innocent and how holy his life had been. And such solid virtue at such a young age was due to the thought of hell. You see, one day when he was still a child, Louis was seated at his mother's side beside a fire. "Mama," he asked her, "could the fire of hell be as hot as this?" "Alas, my child," she said, "this fire is nothing compared to hell." "Oh, and what if I should fall into it?" he asked with fright. "Hell," said his mother, Hell is only for sinners. If you keep away from sin, you will have nothing to fear. And this idea was engraved on the heart of Louis Francis, and it made such a deep impression that it was the source of his sorrow for sin and his holy life. Now, my dear friends, as the liturgical year comes to a close with this last Sunday after Pentecost, the Church wants us to remember this same truth that Louis's mother taught him, that after death there is judgment, and after judgment, those who die with mortal sin on their soul will be condemned to hell. At the moment of death, each and every one of us will stand before Christ to be judged. God will say to us, "Give an account of thy stewardship." Everything that you have done in your entire life will be revealed, even your most secret thoughts and words and deeds. How have you used the graces and the help that God gave you? In this life, God gives every man hundreds and even thousands of second chances to reform and to amend his life. But once he reaches that judgment seat of Christ, there are no more chances. There is no more time for reform or for change. So for those who have been faithful to our Lord, those who have used his graces, the help that he's offered them, judgment is actually a time of joy, for God will reward their life. But for sinners, judgment is terrifying, for they will be condemned to hell for their sins. Despite the efforts of modernists to dismiss hell as a myth, hell is a real place, and there are countless millions of souls suffering in this place of torments, with no hope of relief or escape. There, sinners are banished from the sight of God forever and condemned to suffer torments for all eternity. But the pain of loss is the greatest pain. It's the thought that they have lost God and all happiness for all eternity. This is what torments these souls in hell. Certain priest says that the greater the value of what is lost, the greater is the pain of that loss. There is nothing great that has greater value than a place in heaven to see and enjoy God for all eternity. And the souls in hell clearly see what they have lost, the value of what they've lost. And this loss causes them unimaginable pain. They see that how they chose to live caused them to lose happiness in heaven for all eternity. But some would ask, how can God, who is so good, how can he condemn the men that he loves to suffer in hell? But the real question is, how can men insult and offend a good God who loves them? After all, that is the only reason that a person is sent to hell, that they have offended and insulted God. They condemn themselves to hell by their life. And Protestants and those in the New Church say that very few men go to hell. But remember the vision of hell that Our Lady showed the Fatima children. They saw souls falling into hell like snowflakes in the winter. A Jesuit priest speaks of an unhappy sinner who had died unrepentant. This sinner appeared to his bishop, and addressing the bishop, the damned soul demanded if there were still men on earth. As the bishop seemed surprised at this question, the lost soul added, "Since I have been in this melancholy abode," he said, "I have seen so many lost souls arrive that I cannot imagine that there are still men on earth." Truly, many men go to hell every day, and it must be our goal to be sure that we are not among them. Do you lack the motivation to overcome your sins? Does it seem too hard, or does it take too much effort to avoid the occasions of mortal sin? Well, just imagine yourself suffering in hell for all eternity. Think about that for a moment, and remember that you would have put yourself there by the sins you committed. Don't you think that you'd regret not having more self-control, not putting forth the effort here and now? Or imagine yourself standing in front of the judgment seat of Christ. You see your thoughts, your words, and deeds laid out before you. Do you think at that moment that it will have been worth the few moments of satisfaction that you may have had here on earth when you gave into temptation and committed sin? A brief moment of passing pleasure in return for an eternity of misery. As terrifying as the thought of judgment and hell should be for us, nevertheless, you can have a firm hope that you will have a merciful judgment. You will avoid being condemned to hell if you are faithful to Christ, to his laws, and if you cooperate with the graces that he gives you. Our judge is the merciful Savior who died for us. God loves each and every one of you so much. He wants you to save your soul even more than you want it yourself. And so while the thought of our judgment and hell should fill us with fear, the thought that our Lord died for our sins to save us from hell should fill us with great hope. As St. Paul says, we should give thanks to God the Father, who hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of our sins. And especially with Thanksgiving approaching, we should be so grateful that our Lord came to earth, that he suffered and died to save us from hell, to buy, as it were, our redemption. And so, my dear friends, when it's hard to resist sin or to avoid the occasions, think of judgment and think of hell. Remember that your actions, what you have done in the past, and what you will do this week, this is what you will be judged upon, and hell is the result of mortal sin. Use the means that God gave you to avoid hell. That is, be faithful to your daily prayers, and especially to the rosary. Receive the sacraments as often as you can, Holy Communion and Confession. These are the helps that God has given you to have your sins forgiven and to avoid sin in the future. And remember, my dear friends, that not a single person has to go to hell. They only go to hell if they want it, if they choose it for themselves. So put your trust and your love in Christ. Serve him, obey his commandments, and you will never have reason to fear your death and judgment. And let the thought of this judgment and the penalty of mortal sin move you to do whatever it takes to avoid mortal sin and the occasions of sin. And if you do this, you can be sure that you will have a merciful judgment and a glorious place in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.